Pain in the Morning, Tuesday, July 14th. Month is almost half over, thank God. It's moving a little bit faster than, seemingly, than June and May. At least it was. Talk about California sun. They pulled the carpet out from everybody in California today. Unbelievable. Business owners, restaurants, this Newsom guy, this psycho, the governor. You never thought we had this many psychopaths in office until this whole CoronaCon scamdemic started. Now you're really getting a front row seat to the insanity. Good to do some Ramones. We hadn't done any Ramones. I don't think. Whoa, I got this thing on here. Let me shut this off. There you go. Probably sounds a little bit better now. They're trying. They're trying to lock everything down again. Based on just junk science, junk math. You wonder when people are going to get really pissed off and rise the fuck up. I mean, I am wondering. Instead of people rising up, I get hate mail. Calling me all kind of, I mean, you think my language is bad. I can't even read some of this stuff. Wow. Spicy. How I'm a piece of shit. Okay. Hope you didn't hurt yourself right now from your couch, buddy. it goes on and on and on, these fucking people. Shout out to everybody on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. We do the video podcast of this Pain in the Morning on there. We also do the More Pain show. That's tonight. You don't want to miss that. That's always a lively two to three hours. I think we've gone longer before. I don't know. It's depending on what's happening. There's a lot of stuff happening. Maxwell tomorrow. Supposed to be arraigned. There's rumor that she might make bail. What? I'm not even gonna go there until we see what happens. So, first headline. And thanks to the guys out on Patreon.com/TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. The best way to benefit us directly is that we're not funded by millionaires and billionaires, although a lot of people in the media are. And you see why with their reporting or their lack of reporting on real things like this scheme that's affecting all of our lives. And they're busy talking about FBI reform. Well, okay, that's important when you're out of a job, you're facing foreclosure, and you have no money. The bills are due, and you're worried about groceries. But let's worry about FBI reform. Hey, I'm all for that too, but... When you turn the country upside down on our heads, I became a little bit more concerned about why that was going on. And now one thing leads to another, and there's no doubt that we're being schemed. And it's an election year, so we're going to see how it plays out. They have a leash on me. a little bit. I'm playing it cool for now, but if things continue... real laid back Thomas Paine's not going to be so real laid back. We'll just keep it at that. So, get your shit together down there in the White House or there. The honeymoon's going to be over really fast. And I think I echo the, feelings of a lot of Americans, when I say that, because this is beyond ridiculous. And something's got to give. Something's got to give. They're taking and taking and taking. Anyway, first, and you're going to see that's the theme of tonight. And we got podcasts coming tomorrow. Two coming tomorrow, Wednesday. Big Wednesday podcast. Pain in the morning. And without further ado, we're off to the races tonight. Headline, protests, not lockdowns, cause coronavirus spike. Is anybody surprised by this? I'm not. It's a big river of lies. So we'll go some big river. Massive protests in proximity to the U.S.-Mexico border explains the recent surge in coronavirus cases far better than lifting lockdowns. Scott Atlas, M.D., a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, told Fox News, bucking various health experts who have defended the George Floyd protests in the name of fighting the virus of racism. Get the fuck out of here. Fighting the virus of racism. These people are a virus who are on television defending people burning down cities. You're the fucking virus. You fucking carpetbaggers making money off of racial strife, and you racist pimps calling other people racist so you can make a buck. You racism carpetbaggers. Oh, fuck yourself. Dr. Atlas. This is what he used to be in, like, you know, meetings, corporate meetings. Go on a complete rant. Tear the shit out of people. And then it's, okay, next agenda item. Dr. Atlas ventured to state the obvious, that people protesting, sharing megaphones and screaming is a setup to spread cases. When you look into the southern counties of California, Arizona, and the bordering counties of Texas with the Mexico border, that's where most of the cases are really exploding, Atlas said. And then you look at the Mexico map, and in Mexico, that's where their cases are. Their cases are in the northern border zone states. And it turns out that the timeline here correlates much more to Mexico timeline of increasing cases than anything else. And when you really look closely at these so-called reopening policies, whether it's in Georgia or Florida or Texas, you know, we don't really see a big correlation of cases and hospitalizations from that, Atlas said. He argued that California didn't really reopen, yet they have cases coming up. They correlate mainly to two things. The big thousands and thousands of people with protesting, sharing megaphones, screaming, that's a setup to spread cases, Atlas said. The good doctor also said, and also when you look at the analysis of the border counties, there's a tremendous amount of cases coming over the border and exchanging with families in the northern Mexico states. Will we run out of songs here? Go back to Big River. Grateful Dead. Keep it going. It's the summer. You got to keep the music going, man. No more concerts. People can't go to concerts. What the hell's going on in this country? You're not even allowed out of the goddamn house. Well, I'll tell you about that as time goes on tonight, about my travels today. Just good and bad. Mostly good, surprisingly. Might have to hit the road and see what the hell's going on in this country, but that's a topic for another day. But I hope to get to that stuff I just told you about. Observations of being out and about today. Dr. Atlas warned that hospitals are getting crowded, not just because of new cases, but because hospitals are finally addressing regular medical care again. We have locked that down before, and that policy kills people. So we don't want to go back to that, he said. Indeed, the original lockdowns often put a halt to the elective surgeries, including heart surgeries and cancer treatments. I wasn't aware that cancer treatment was elective, sir. Elective procedure. The last podcast we have, I think it's podcast 31, we did, the Big Wednesday podcast. You want to listen to that? A whistleblower from inside one of the country's largest healthcare systems says the exact same thing. That they're playing with numbers at every turn. That their ICU is crowded, but less crowded than a year ago. That's very telling. and only about 30% of the people in ICU are COVID. But it's being reported that, you know, ICUs are slammed and there's never a breakdown or what the whistleblower called the census. There's never any census numbers of exactly who's in the ICU for what. So you got states and the media playing games with the stats, with junk science and junk stats and junk news. Forget about fake news. It's junk news. I was out today. I saw a couple encouraging things. One, I saw an idiot riding a bicycle. You know, one of these guys in the bicycle shorts. I got a couple friends that do this. They're very serious. They wear the shorts. They wear the whole, you know, the whole getup. They look like a banana. They're wearing like a banana shirt. They cruise around. I'm not knocking it. This guy was cruising down the road. Looked like he was making pretty good time. I drove past him. I looked to the right. He's wearing a fucking mask. I'm saying, this guy's a real dummy. I was out in the country in the suburbs of Philadelphia, and this dope, not no one around, is on a bike path sucking in air from a mask. So that's how my trip started out. I said to myself, Jesus, this country is, we're in bad shape. Mistakenly using him as an example or a weather vane for the country. Later on the trip, I went back to the old hood down in Delco, all through Delco. Went back to the old stomping ground where I played football. And had some appointments down there and had some time to kill, so I swung by there. A youngster's out on the football field, running through drills, a voluntary workout, so to speak. Talked to some of the dads down there, the organization I used to play at. Not one damn person was wearing a mask. That was refreshing. Everybody was shooting the shit, the parents. And I didn't know anybody there. I just kind of roll up and start talking to people. But I know people that they know, and you start talking and this, that, and the other thing. Kids were out there having a good time, running around. Running their drills. No pads. Parents are optimistic that there might be a season. It's crazy. This is echoing throughout the country. Kids who play sports, all types of sports, they don't even know if they're going to be able to play. Getting mixed messages from states who trickle down to the sports organizations. Nobody knows what the hell's going on, but guess what? The kids are out there anyhow, busting their ass, getting ready for a season they might not even have. It's really a goddamn shame what they've done to this country. No, they better get it. They better get it fixed. May never be another GOP president again if they don't. Another encouraging sign, I saw a lot of kids out there riding bikes, hanging out. Nobody's wearing a mask, trying to choke themselves while they're out riding a bike on a beautiful summer day, summer evening. And it was nice, about 80 degrees, 83 degrees, right outside of Philadelphia, and at least the kids are out kicking ass, cruising around on bikes, screwing around just like we used to growing up. And a number of them are out there in the heat, in the late afternoon, early evening heat. You remember that playing football? Like on your 2-a-days or 3-a-days, you come back out and it's just like, we got to do this again. And that evening heat is just fucking brutal. It doesn't look so bad, but when you're sucking wind after, brings back memories, though. God bless those kids and their parents, and I wish them well, along with all the other parents out there whose kids are playing sports. Hopefully they get some kind of a decree on whether they can actually play this year, and my fingers are crossed because these kids have to do something, especially the athletes. They work so hard, and tell you what they've done to this country, the folks in D.C., is a complete disgrace. There has to be hell to pay somewhere along the line. There has to be. I don't know when or where, but as a student of history, I'm making the statement that there just has to. It's going to, you can't push people this much and not expect some kind of pushback. And I'm not talking about these street vagrants and vagabonds marching around with their stupid signs, talking about make-believe injustices that don't really even exist in this country, as far as I'm concerned. I'm talking about people that have been breaking their ass, living by the rules, paying taxes, getting screwed time and time again. When those people go off, whew, oh shit. That's when they'll call in the National Guard, because I know it's real. Not these children running around the street with spray paint cans and playing grab ass. When the working guy, when the working woman decides that they've had enough, then you're going to have problems, I think. So I don't want to see that day come, but they keep pushing. And this stuff with California today is, we're going to get into that, and they're going to push. They're going to try to lock everything down again, as predicted. Second headline. Gavin Newsom orders 30 counties to halt indoor activities and close bars. This guy. I don't know how many counties. I can't remember offhand. I think there are 59 counties in California, just offhand. I could be off by one or two. It's been a while since I had to break down all the counties. We used to have to go to each county and research each county if you're looking for lawsuits and criminal records against them before everything was computerized. So you have to go through 59 counties. It's no joke. That's back when you had to be a real gumshoe. California governor. Oh, we got to get some music. You like Huey Lewis in the news? Doesn't Newsom, have you seen Governor Gavin Newsom? Doesn't he remind you Patrick Bateman from American Psycho? You like Huey Lewis in the news? What a movie. California Governor Patrick Bateman, Gavin Newsom, on Monday ordered the shutdown of bars and indoor dining statewide and directed churches, gyms, and hair salons to close in 30 counties as the state experiences a rise in Chinese coronavirus cases. We've made this point on multiple occasions, and that is where we're moving, back into a modification mode of our original stay-at-home order, Newsom said in a press conference. This continues to be a deadly disease. What happens if you just don't fucking listen to these dummies? They just fine you through the nose? I guess most people are afraid to get like a citation. I throw that shit in the garbage. I don't even care. It's like, yeah, okay, do something about it. But I'm not cut from the same cloth most other people are, so maybe people literally are shaking in their homes. I would fucking litigate this stuff. It's like, oh, really? The illegal order that you're one illegal order after another. You think I'm going to sit down for this? Fuck you. But that, I don't know. Maybe we're not a country of fighters anymore. I think we are. I just think people need some guidance to tell these people to go fuck themselves. It's hard, though, when you get all these people in the media. Saw Trump wearing a mask the other day. I'm like, come on, really? Well, what's the point of that? You're giving these guys exactly what they want. Now that's going to be on the front page of every fucking newspaper, and it was. Pick a side, man. Mask or no mask. You know where I stand, no mask. It's all fun and games till your kid has to wear a mask for 7-8 hours a day in school, choking himself or herself out. Is that what you want? Is that what you voted for? I didn't fucking vote for that. My nieces and nephews choking all day on their own carbon. The fuck? This has nothing to do with political lines and ideology. It just has to do with common sense and human decency. That's how I see it. Yeah, but, you know, we can't do it because the people on the right, the leaders, are saying, fuck them.
There's no on the right or on the left. Told you folks that. It's them against us. Haves versus the have-nots. They're not on your side. They don't give a shit about you. They got you locked up in your house wearing a mask over your face. Choking out in the summer. The order of Newsom follows the governor directing such businesses to halt operations in counties on the state's monitoring list. 31 counties are on the monitoring list, totally and approximating 80% of its population. This guy Newsom is a problem. You like Huey Lewis? Where's that clip at? From American Psycho.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
They're okay.
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically. The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost. He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
Hey, Albert Stram.
Yes, Alan?
Why are there copies of the style section all over the place? Do you have a dog? A little chow or something?
No, Alan.
Is that a raincoat?
Yes, it is. In 87, Huey released this. Their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square. A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
This is Newsom. He's got the hair slicked back, the nice suit on. Whole deal. Patrick Bateman. We went to the video clip on that for the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. The hair slicked back, moving around like crazy Newsom. It's scary. He's like Patrick Bateman. He's the American Psycho. I thought about that. And I said, let's prep it up. I started to read a little bit more into the content earlier in the night, and I said, we got to pull that clip. That's classic. We go to another California-based story, and unfortunately, a lot of the stuff that happens in California is trickling through to states like the crazy liberal states like Cuomo and Jersey, and it spreads to other dopes like the idiots in Michigan and on and on and on, all these liberal states. Schools can't reopen unless charter schools shut down and the police are defunded. This is what the Los Angeles Teachers Union says. These fucking teachers. They're the next cartel that needs to be dealt with. I know a lot of teachers. You may know some too. All the women that went into primary education and things like that in college, they were some drinkers, man. They could party. A lot of them were very attractive too for some reason, but I used to say when they were doing like their internship senior year and they were actually teaching in schools and they were out drinking all night, I'm saying, these little kids, it's a good thing they don't know what alcohol smells like, because the teacher today is still half in the back. They are hardworking, but these unions are out of control. A major teachers union in Los Angeles says the district can't reopen schools until there's a moratorium on charter schools. Oh, and until police are defunded. And that seems reasonable. What happens if there's an incident at your school, you dumb fucking morons? Who are you going to call? Gavin Newsom?
Is he going to bring his chrome axe and his raincoat from American Psycho? Oh, and until also there's a Medicare for all. Oh, and until there's a wealth tax and a federal bailout, too. Jesus, these people. I don't know if they realize that the very byproduct, one of the main byproducts of this lockdown slash quarantine, it might be parents finding out how shitty their schools really are and how unnecessary they are and how we pay way too much school tax. Especially if they go to a everyone has to study at home. Cool, where's my motherfucking tax rebate? All that money you teachers get? Teaching the same shit year in and year out, no one retains? How you gonna get those big fat checks if people start saying, nah, I think we'll litigate the school tax. I think we'll just stop paying it. Where do you think this is headed? So I say, people are going to start fighting back. The breadwinners, not the hobos. That's how you break somebody's back. You take away their meal ticket. UTLA President Cecil Myart Cruz. She's cruising for the unemployment line. That's what she's cruising for. The state and federal governments have not provided the additional resources or funds needed for increased health and safety measures. And there is not enough time for the district to put together the detailed, rigorous plans for a safe return to campus, she said. Under the terms in the policy paper, the union wants to put children in small groups. I thought I was going to say small cages throughout the school day. Mandate masks and protective equipment and redesign school layouts to follow social distancing guidelines. If you let your kids go to a school where they have to wear a mask every day, you better check yourself as a parent and figure out where the fuck your head's at and do some research on the dangers of wearing a mask all day and what that does to your respiratory system and everything else for someone who's healthy and growing. I wouldn't do it. Nope. You're not going to put a bag over my kid's head for 8 hours a day. He's not some fucking Iranian hostage. These people are out of their goddamn minds. Is that all we have for this song? I like to have some music in the background so when I lose my mind, I'll play a little Run DMC Aerosmith. You guys should be walking this way with what I'm saying, not what these people are saying. In other items that don't appear to have anything to do with schools or student safety, the union called for local support in the form of defunded police departments and shuttering of charter schools. Who the fuck are these teachers? There was a teacher we had in high school like this. He got pushy. Chemistry teacher. He got pushy. He got his ass locked in a motherfucking locker. And no one found him for several hours. And that was the end of him. Sorry for my language. I get a little fired up. I'm sure you guys can handle it out there. So these guys marching around saying, we don't want police. You know what? You're going to get your ass stuffed in a locker. That's what you're going to get. If you're lucky. Mr. Foz, if you're out there listening, we're sorry. Honors chemistry class went down the drain fast. You're on a high. You made it into honors chemistry, and then there is no honors chemistry because the teacher was locked in a locker and had a breakdown. And you got... He was out of line. This happens. This is how you deal with these rogue teachers. Police violence is a leading cause of death and trauma for black people and is a serious public health and moral issue. the union wrote, the policy paper calls on authorities to shift the astronomical amount of money devoted to policing to education and other essential levels such as housing and public health. I hate to break it to these teachers. The cost for a taxpayer for a police department is minuscule compared to a public school system. It's not even, doesn't even register on a map. It's like a pimple on Oprah's ass. It's not even, it's a joke. Privately operated, publicly funded charter schools, meanwhile, drain resources from district schools. The union said the practice of allowing charter schools to use existing educational facilities adds students to campuses where we need to reduce the number of students for allowing physical distancing. Oh, okay. So a lot of these charter schools are much better at what they do than the public schools. So we should just get rid of them so you guys can have all the money. That makes sense. And none of that is even enough. The union also demands a Medicare for All program, new taxes on wealthy people, and a federal bailout of the school district. Who are these communists? These are the communists teaching your kids. Okay? And although this has to do with California, okay, this plays out across the country in many, I would say most public schools. These teachers are communists. This is a goddamn term paper on communism and academia. Who the hell are these people to make any demands? Like I said, they should be stuffed in a fucking locker. And I could say we handled our business that way in high school. You know, looking back on it, I'm glad we did. Same kind of guy. This guy was, oh, you do this, do that, do this, do that. Yeah, we'll do it right after you get out of, break out of your locker, Houdini. Chemistry Houdini. Put that in your periodical table of elements. I guess if you lock the teacher in a locker now, you probably get locked up. Except no one ratted on anybody, so that's how you defeat the man. There's power and solidarity in numbers and loyalty. Headline, 60 shot and at least 10 fatally, for folks who may have skipped English class, fatally means they died, over the weekend in Mayor Lightweight's, Mayor Lightfoot, Chicago. We have a good song for that, I think. We had a good song for that. There it is. Anybody remember Paper Lace? What was the song they did? Billy, Don't Be a Hero? At least 60 people were shot, 13 fatally, over the weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Democratic Chicago. The first fatal shooting took the life of a 15-year-old Terrence Malden on Friday afternoon. They note five other teenagers were among those wounded in other shootings that occurred between Friday and Monday morning. Can you believe this place? The last fatal shooting over the weekend occurred 1:45 a.m. Monday. When a 27-year-old man was shot by a passing car as he stood on the street, the victim was struck in the head and pronounced dead at the hospital. Yeah, Chicago dies every night. But don't worry, there's some kind of a racial injustice going on in the country. where people are being held down. While inner city violence is ignored. It's insane. It's all about money, folks. It's all it is. You know, these folks. We get this cause going, this cause celebre, and we get all these Hollywood people and these other folks, and we get money. We get corporations involved. Nothing gets solved. People just get rich. Rich from the grift. These people are professional race baiters, grifters. Many of them were racist themselves. Flaming racist. But it's all about the money. Meanwhile, it's okay to burn down your city. That's cool. The police kind of turn their head at that. But if you walk down the street without a mask on, you get lassoed like you're a steer at a rodeo. A 26-year-old was shot and killed around 12:30 a.m. Monday while he was standing on the sidewalk. On July 10th, Chicago shootings were up 76% the same time from last year at that point. Then the door burst open wide, and my daddy stepped inside, and he kissed my mama's face, and he brushed her tears away. The night Chicago died. Chicago dies every night. They can play this song every night in Chicago. Mayor Lightfoot. What a lightweight. Dangerous people. These people are communists. They couldn't run a fucking lemonade stand. Scary. Speaking of communists, Soros-backed liberal groups raked in tens of millions from PPP. What a surprise. What a surprise. Who remembers Barrett Strong? This song's so old, if you're listening on headphones, it might only be in one ear. I don't know if this is even in stereo. At least 18 left-wing groups supported by billionaire George Soros, Liberal Donor Club, applied for federal loans meant to help small businesses during the coronavirus pandemic, receiving up to $20 million in taxpayer cash between them all. Jesus. Your tax money supporting communists. $20 million to Soros is like you buying a pack of gum. All that money could have gone to some businesses, folks. Are now out of business. Driving around today, suburban Philly. Right outside Philly, Delaware County. A lot of businesses are gone. A lot. 50% storefronts shuttered. Meanwhile, these communists who are ruining the country, tearing the fabric of the country on a daily basis, just took $20 million that could have gone to those folks. It was meant to be a life raft for small businesses, not communists. Groups backed by the Democracy Alliance, a donor network co-founded by Soros, hauled in a bucket load of cash from the Paycheck Protection Program. Together, the groups received between $8.5 million and $20.7 million. In addition to the Democracy Alliance groups, another liberal donor network that pays the club for project services pulled in large sums from the Small Business Relief Program. Okay, that's more money. Cash influx comes as Democracy Alliance ramps up its spending ahead of the November election. Its deep-pocketed partners mapped out 275 million dollar spending plan for the 2020 election. Like I said, 20 million is peanuts to these guys. They got deep pockets, and they just took $20 million from your pockets. The political groups that form the infrastructure of the far left rely on contributions from the country's richest millionaires and billionaires, one GOP operative said. Now, those same groups are leaning on PPP loans while slamming the program as a handout for the rich. This shameless hypocrisy exemplifies how hollow and disingenuous their rhetoric is. The most prominent Democracy Alliance-backed group to receive a government loan was Media Matters for America. Remember these fucking liberal hacks? A liberal watchdog that's part of the network created by longtime Hillary Clinton ally David Brock. The group applied for and was awarded between $1 and $2 million in PPP loans. Media Matters reported receiving nearly $15 million in contributions on its most recent tax forms. And they got plenty of money in the bank. We know. We looked at their 990s tax returns. But they just got an extra $2 million from you. You're funding Media Matters. These fucking chronic liars. They've written stuff about us. I never even replied. Get the fuck out of here. You guys are lizards. You're not worth my time. Write what you want. The hell do I care? When you're our size, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Thanks for helping us out. You can't possibly write an article about us or about me that makes me look worse than Media Matters. Like I said, knock yourself out. Just when you thought that George Soros was done pouring money into helping convert the country into his whatever his fucking twisted reality of governing is and communism, and I don't even know, this guy's so fucked up. You know, and it's funny. Why is this guy allowed to do this? Why isn't he? Why isn't this guy locked up? All you folks out there that always throw William Barr a coming home party every time he does an interview and he talks tough. Why hasn't the Justice Department done anything about Soros? You tell me all the money he puts into these groups is legal? Get the fuck out of here. I know federal agents. They know what he's doing. It's not legal. Why are there no cases? Think about that. Draining the swamp. This would be like taking him out legally would be one of the biggest plugs in the tub of the swamp. They haven't touched him. 4 years they haven't touched him. What does that tell you about draining the swamp? George Soros is pouring $220 million into racial justice movements. This is an addition to the $275 million from the previous article. And some of that money comes from you again. As the Rolling Stone said, let it bleed. I think they were talking about your wallet and your bank account and your liability as a taxpayer. Progressive billionaire George Soros' philanthropic, that's a fucking joke, organization, Open Society Foundations, announced Monday that it will donate $220 million to groups focused on racial justice. The organization plans on investigating $150 million alone into five-year grants for organizations aimed at achieving equal statistical outcomes between demographic groups in economics and criminal justice. The other $70 million is said to be going towards illegal payout. Whoops. I apologize. I should have thrown that in. Strike that from the record, Your Honor. The other $70 million is said to be going toward more immediate efforts to advance racial justice. A group's expected to fund and receive the massive funds include Black Voters Matter and Repairers of the Breach. Yeah. $220 million out the window. Let it bleed. The Rolling Stone said, let it bleed. You see, we're talking about the national debt clock. Man, this is bad news, these people. Again, I will say it again. Why is this guy given a license by the feds, the FBI, all the other folks, Treasury, to operate? If you're serious about draining the swamp, this guy is one of the first targets. Headline. Not saying anything controversial, just think outside the box. Think for yourself. Catholic churches across the country are burned and vandalized over the weekend. Everybody's a street warrior now, right? With some cause. So they're gonna torch places. Everybody wants to be a street fighting man. At least four Catholic churches in four states were vandalized over the weekend in a string of attacks that have authorities wondering whether religious icons and statues are next to be targeted by anti-racism and anti-fascist protesters. Everybody knows Jesus was a racist, right? So to beat up the church. I mean, that's next. Jesus was a racist. Jesus was African-American. No, he wasn't. This is the dummies you're dealing with. Churches in California, New York, Massachusetts, and Florida were all targeted by vandals. And several historic churches suffered major damage in arson attacks. I guess people like Newsom and Cuomo are probably like, they deserved it because these people are not social distancing during mass. And so we applaud the attacks on churches. A man in Florida plowed his vehicle into the Queen of Peace Catholic Church as it was preparing for morning mass on Saturday, poured gasoline in the foyer, and then set the building on fire before driving off. The Marion County Sheriff's Office reports, I think we found Al Gore. Somebody asked the police if this man had any pants on, and I think we've narrowed down our suspects. He was later arrested and told officers that he was on a mission to attack the church. He later admitted to suffering from a severe mental illness. Yeah, I think this is Gore. My mission was global warming. And nothing says global warming like dousing gasoline and setting a building on fire. In Los Angeles, the historic San Gabriel Church, which was about to turn 250 years old, was targeted in an arson attack. 250 years old. Wow. It's the same age as Larry King. In Boston, a statue of the Virgin Mary, a monument to veterans of World War II, displayed in the courtyard of a Catholic church there, was torched and desecrated. These people are fucking cement heads. What does this solve? These are just communists. Troublemakers. A second statue of the Virgin Mary was desecrated on Sunday, this time in New York City at the Cathedral Preparatory School and Seminary in Brooklyn. Wow. Everybody's a street revolutionary, right? Everybody wants to be a street fighting man. Hey, let's go burn statues of religious symbols. That'll help promote our ideology and get our point across. We'll win people over by burning statues of the Virgin Mary. Yeah, 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 that's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. People will rally around us. Who's running these fucking mopes? I thought we were going to have some good news tonight. It doesn't look like there's a lot of good news. headline, remember the Red Guards before you cheer the woke mobs. This is from Zero Hedge. I'm told this is an interesting article. So hopefully it is. Is America on edge of a cultural revolution? I think they spelled meltdown wrong. Excuse me, I take a drink there. The historical namesake and obvious parallel is the Cultural Revolution in China, which lasted from 1966 to 1976. Its stated goal was to purge capitalists and traditional elements from society and to substitute a new way of thinking based on Mao's own beliefs, which are reverberating today in the United States with these crazed communists. The only thing missing is an ice pick in your neck based on Mao's own beliefs and principles. The epic struggle for control and power waged war against anybody on the wrong side of an idea. You're seeing that? This is what's happening today. To set the mobs on somebody, one needed only to tie him to an official blacklist like the four olds, O-L-D-S. Old customs, old culture, old habits, and old ideas. China's young people and urban workers formed the Red Guard units to go after whomever was outed. Violence, of course. When Mao launched the movement in May 1966, how many people did Mao kill? How many millions of people? 40? Check your history. It's impressive what he got away with. As a result, if you didn't agree, you got killed. When Mao launched the movement in May 1966, he told his mobs to bombard the headquarters and made it clear that to rebel is justified. He said revisionists should be removed through violent class struggle. The old thinkers were everywhere and were systemically trying to preserve their power and subjugate the people. Red Guards destroyed historical relics, historical statues, and artifacts and ransacked cultural and religious sites. Libraries were burned. Religion was considered a tool of capitalists, and so churches were destroyed too and torched. Even the Temple of Confucius was wrecked. Eventually, the Red Guards moved on to openly killing people who did not think as they did. Where were the police? The cops were told not to intervene in Red Guard activities, and if they did, the national police chief pardoned the guards for any crimes. Education was singled out, and it was the way the old values were preserved and transmitted. Teachers, particularly those at universities, were considered the stinking old ninth and were widely persecuted. The lucky ones just suffered public humiliation of shaved heads. The not-so-lucky ones were tortured and killed and maimed. Many were even slaughtered in public or harassed into suicide. It's a fun story, fun family story. The Cultural Revolution destroyed China's economy and traditional culture, leaving behind a possible death toll ranging from 1 to 20 million. Okay, so maybe I overestimated. I thought maybe Mao killed 40 million. Who knows? You know, 20 million, 40 million, when you're killing, Jesus, 20 million, 30 million. Let's call it 30 million. We'll meet in the middle. One immediate consequence of the revolution's failure was the rise of power of the military after regular people decided they'd had enough and wanted order restored. China then became even more of a capitalist society than it had ever imagined in pre-revolution days. Oh, well. Speaking with an elderly Chinese academic who had been forced from her classroom and made to sleep outside with the animals during the revolution, she recalled forced self-criticism sessions that required her to guess at her crimes, as she'd done nothing more than teach literature, a kind of systemic revisionism in that it espoused beliefs her tormentors thought contributed to the rotten society. She also had to write out long apologies for being who she was. She was personally held responsible for 4,000 years of oppression of the masses. Jeez, if we're going to have to write apologies, I better get started. I'm going to have a lot of apologizing to do. Much of what appears revolutionary is just internet pranking and common looting amplified by an agendaized media. One writer sees the cancel culture as a game, the point of which is to impose unemployment on the people as a form of recreation. B-list celebs and Karens in the parking lot are easy enough targets. Ask the Red Guards. It's fun to break things and kill people. You seen the parallels? 50 years ago? 53 years ago? 54 years ago? Communism. Talked about that throughout this show. Still, maybe Joseph McCarthy was onto something. Maybe he wasn't such a jerk after all. Maybe he was more of a prophet, calling out communists in the government. Think about that. Step outside the box and think about that. Something you won't see in your shitty history books. Still, the intellectual roots of our revolution and China's seem similar. The hate of the old, the need for unacceptable ideas to be disappeared in the name of social progress, intolerance toward dissent, violence to enforce conformity. I'm telling you, these fucking people haven't seen violence. They haven't seen violent people. This is all bullshit. This is all like play acting. You push people to the limit, you ask the fucking English in 1700s. Right? When you got a pitchfork sticking out the other side of your neck, you know you screwed up. In America, these are spreading outward from our universities so that everywhere today, movies, TV, publishing, news, ads, sports, it's all part of it. They don't believe in a marketplace of ideas. Ideas to the mob are either right or wrong, and the wrong ones must be banished. This sounds like the sounds like a description of Twitter and Facebook. The choice is to survive the mobs or conformity or silence. In China, you showed conformity by carrying around Mao's little red book. In America, you wear a soiled surgical mask to the supermarket. How dare you say soiled? I told my wife the other day. She said she went to Trader Joe's to pick up some fucking Cheerios or something. I don't know what she's buying at Trader Joe's. Some granola. She had to wait outside for 20 minutes. I told her, you're a Moor. You don't wait in line for anything with these sheep. No more Trader Joe's. If they're only letting certain people in the store and you got to wait out line for 20 minutes, 6 feet away from you. No, we're not doing that. We're not playing that game at all. Fuck it. Trader Joe's doesn't get the cash. Go buy real Cheerios. Stop buying this bullshit from Trader Joe's. A good store, but we're just not playing it. I'm just teaching the family here. We don't play that game. If that makes us relics, cool. We're not doing it. We don't have to wear a soiled surgical mask because we're not wearing a surgical mask, so it'll never be soiled. If a place doesn't let us in because we're not wearing a surgical mask, cool. You don't get the money. We'll just buy it online. You're not all that to begin with. You can't come in. You can't do this unless you're wearing a mask. Cool. You don't get the money. Surprise, fool. I vote with my wallet. And when you're fucking out of work and you have to close your business down, you can scratch your head and think of how many people you alienated, who understand that this is total bullshit and are equally depressed and disappointed that you do not. The philosophical spade work for an American cultural revolution is done. Switch the terms capitalism and revisionism with racism and white supremacy in some of Mao's speeches and you have a decent speech draft for a Black Lives Matter rally. Actually, you can keep Mao's references to destroying capitalism as they track pretty closely with progressive thought in 2020 America. That, my friends, is a good story. Very good story. And the full story, we cherry-picked the good pieces out of it, are on True Pundit under Pain in the Morning, 7/14. So if you want to read the whole story, and there's good stuff and there's other good stuff, again, we cherry-picked for brevity. And that's where we're at. 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 minute. Yeah, right. 1 hour, a couple minutes. Also on the Thomas Paine podcast playlist, a lot of more songs updated on there for subscribers. More Pain show coming tonight on the same place where subscribers and supporters are watching this video podcast. Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. Patreon.com/TruePundit. And again, we appreciate that support, helping us grow and defying the odds. They wanted to knock us out a long time ago, and we continue to grow and grind it out. Probably one of the few organic news organizations in the country. We don't pay for ads. We don't market. We don't do any of that stuff. We just report the news and report the truth, and we grow. We don't owe anybody anything. Quite the opposite. I'm prepared to go on a war path against anybody at any time. That's what you want to be as a journalist. You don't want to be somebody's little bitch. And you folks can say whatever they want about me in my career, but that's nothing that they'll ever be able to say about me, one way or the other. And if they are, it's just fabricated. We don't owe anybody anything. That makes us a very dangerous place, in my estimate. And we may need to turn on some folks very soon, read between the lines, if things don't get better. Because guess what? I'm going to be here. You're going to fucking be here a lot longer than all these robots are in DC. So we have to look out for ourselves and not be sucked in by the DC Kool-Aid of empty promises and bullshit. We're going to be here longer than they are. And we fund the bullshit. So again, we have to look out for ourselves. And if criticizing and calling your favorite trading card politicians on the carpet for lying to us, helping us stay locked up in our houses, contributing to the erosion of civil liberties, then so be it. What do we owe these people? Fucking nothing. Think outside the box. Two podcasts coming your way on Wednesday. As I say at the end of every show, and it is heartfelt, take care. God bless.
Did you see me leave my man?